Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and we're all ready for an hour of Penn State football talk. How about you, Dustin?
I think I am. Coming out of the weekend, I feel rejuvenated, refreshed. And this is that time of year where we're really going to have to drill down on some finer points of this team in the absence of a lot of news. But we do have some good news this week.
I think there's actually a good bit of news. Unfortunately, one bit of news that we don't have is TJ Finley, the quarterback from LSU, transferring. He had a Final Four that included Penn State. As we record this, he has not made his announcement yet, but all indications are he's going to end up at Auburn. Correct, Dusty?
Yeah, that's the direction it appears to be going, and I don't think it's much of a surprise. We discussed this last week, and definitely thought it was worth following and watching, but my opinion was this is a Louisiana kid, went to LSU, got a little taste of the starting job, and I don't think he was really willing to give that back. And I just didn't foresee him leaving the South to come up north and play in the cold when he had some viable offers and opportunities down at Auburn. Coincidentally, Penn State's going to play Auburn. I don't think Penn State is going to play against TJ Finley. He might be suited up if he is playing for Auburn, but I don't think he's doing anything for them. Similar quarterback situation here versus down there. With Bo Nix, and I think they only have three scholarship quarterbacks as well. So a really similar opportunity for TJ Finley. That does look like the one he's going to take, though.
And the whole quarterback transfer market, it's interesting. We think it's flooded with numbers of guys going into the market, but they're not all Justin Fields who are just going to transfer to an elite team, step right into the starting job. Most places, especially now after spring practice, most schools are going to have a starter, for better or worse. There's a guy who's established and has the benefit of spring practice. So I think for most quarterbacks transferring now, it's going to be a little bit of a tough road to hoe no matter where they go. Let's move on. A couple other tidbits, Dustin. Something that may have gone a little bit under the radar, but I think it's a pretty big deal, which is Caden Saunders, the wide receiver from Ohio, who's a 2022 class commit. In fact, I believe he was the first commitment of the class. And there were concerns, and you and I had those concerns. Here's an Ohio kid who hadn't made any official visits yet, still was going to have that open to him soon. And there were a lot of big-time schools who were going to pursue him. He made the announcement, nope, that's it. He's doubling down on Penn State. It's all Penn State. That's a pretty big announcement, isn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't see it coming necessarily. You don't always expect a kid who's already committed to have to go through that and do the double down. But Caden Saunders had legitimately expressed some interest through interviews with 24/7 Sports and Rivals and those guys that he was looking at other places. And I can't really fault a kid if you're 17 or 18. You've got these opportunities that come along now that weren't available when you did commit. Maybe you do need to, you owe it to yourself and owe it to your family and your future to check it out and see what's going on. A couple in particular, Notre Dame seemed to be a point of interest for Caden Saunders, as did Florida State. Alabama offered. So I don't think he was crazy for looking at those things. But I think it's interesting him coming the whole way back around. I didn't know what to expect from him. I wasn't forecasting a flip. I wasn't forecasting a commit. I was just kind of waiting and seeing. But the arrival of Drew Aller seems to have played some kind of role in that. Ohio quarterback, Ohio wide receiver. They seem to have a connection. They've gotten together at least once to throw together and sort of build that chemistry up. I have to think that plays at least a small part in reaffirming that Caden Saunders has made the right choice at Penn State. But nonetheless, really big news. I mean, this is A, the top rated commit in the class, and B, he brings something extremely special to the table with his speed and his quickness. And I don't think that was something that Penn State would have lost very lightly had it come to that. But I don't know if it did fly under the radar or not, but this is extremely good news for Penn State. It's not a new commit, but it kind of feels like a new commit.
It does, and I don't think we were predicting that he would decommit, but I think whenever you have a top-level guy who keeps rising in those rankings and he's not a local kid, you always have that concern. And one note on this, Dustin, I was reading an Ohio State-based article, one of their websites, and they were talking about their wide receiver recruiting, and they mentioned Caden Saunders' name. This was before he doubled down on his announcement, saying, well, but of course he'd have to come to a camp and prove himself here and earn the scholarship offer, which just struck me as a little bit elitist, but Ohio State, I guess they're allowed to. And if I'm Caden Saunders, I wonder, you know, maybe if they came offering me a scholarship, yes, but I don't think I need to go earn a scholarship. So I don't know if that played a part in it at all or not, but it was interesting to read things from Ohio State perspective. All right, Dustin, another item that came out, and you know I absolutely love these things. I love sports betting, love when they start these early spreads come out, and there were, what is that, 5 games that came out on one of the betting markets, one of the bet books, and they have some interesting point spreads here. Any of them that stick out to you that have you reaching into your pocket ready to place a little wager?
Well, I mean, +3 at Wisconsin for start. Let me just rattle these off. So they're Penn State's a 3-point underdog at Wisconsin in week 1, 3.5-point favorite at home against Auburn week 3. On the road at Iowa, they're a 1-point underdog. They're a 12-point underdog at Ohio State, and they're a 7-point favorite at home against Michigan. The one that really jumps out to me is Penn State Iowa. You know, before last season, which last season was was extremely forgettable, but also, you know, I think it can safely be written off as you know, extenuating circumstances. Before that, Penn State had beaten Iowa 6 games in a row. 4 of those had come under James Franklin. Iowa had demonstrated that they were in the same neighborhood as Penn State, that their brand of football lent itself to competing with Penn State and hanging with Penn State. But ultimately, I just think Penn State has Iowa's number. And it's going to be a long time, and they're going to have to do some things for me to ever forecast Iowa beating Penn State. So right now, I would bet Penn State beating Iowa for sure. I also like 3 points against Wisconsin. I mean, even a Wisconsin win, there is a reasonable chance that that's an 18-17 or a 20-9. So I like those points. I don't think Penn State would need to beat Wisconsin outright. I do think Wisconsin has some advantages in week 1 because of, and I've stated them before, just their comfort and their identity, their physicality. Penn State is going to have to be ready for all that. But athletically and speed-wise, you know, Penn State, you know, they're a faster, more athletic team than Wisconsin. I like that fact in week 1. So I like the Iowa game first and foremost, but I would bet Penn State +3 at Wisconsin.
That's interesting because I think a lot of people are concerned about that game. And there's memories of that first game this past year against Indiana where Penn State with the new offensive coordinator still favored to win the game. But we all know how that game ended, and there's, I believe, a lot of fear playing in Madison that this could be one of those games where Penn State isn't quite ready for day 1 of the season.
And it's a realistic and fair concern. And like I've said before, Wisconsin is more ready on day 1 than a lot of programs are on day 1, just because of the way that they go about their business. But I do have some faith and some confidence that the work that they've done in the spring will pay more dividends in week 1 this year than it did last year. I don't love that bet. I love the Iowa bet. Getting a point at Iowa, I really like that one. I would bet that one for sure.
One last question on the spreads that came out. Penn State a full touchdown favorite over Michigan. That a surprise to you at all?
It is. And my thought is, obviously, the further away from week one you get, the less relevant these lines are. So maybe Iowa falls into that category, too. There's going to be a lot of evolution between now and when they actually play that game. I don't think Penn State is 7 points better than Michigan as we sit here today. But, you know, Michigan has to reestablish themselves as being worthy of betting in this situation. They've got to get back on track. And I don't think that's a given. So I think the cloud that hangs over Michigan plays into that point spread.
Okay, Dustin, one last tidbit, another one that may have been a little bit under the radar, but maybe a bigger news item come the future, and that's a Texas running back, very highly regarded. I think he's in the top 100 by some rankings. He's committed to Texas, and he has decided he's going to sit out his senior year of high school. Now, I know there were some players who sat out where they had spring games because of COVID. That I get. But as far as I know, this is the first healthy sit out a senior season in high school to prep for college that I've heard of.
And it is, you're always looking for these things that are going to lift the lid just a little bit. That are going to change the sport and take it in a new direction. Remember a few years back, it was the sitting out bowl games. And I still am okay with that. But sitting out your senior season when you've got your scholarship locked in, you're committed. I mean, if you get hurt, it's possible it gets taken away from you. But the reason that was cited by this kid was wear and tear at the running back position. And that's a valid long-term thing. But how much are you actually getting tackled hard when you're a top 100 player in the country? You're going to run for 2,000 yards. You're going to score 25 touchdowns because of who you are. I think the wear and tear thing is just to say, I don't want to get hurt and potentially lose this scholarship. And I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of college coaches who support that line of thinking. I don't think that that's something that James Franklin would support in any way whatsoever.
I don't think he would. I don't know if it'll become a trend, but I do get it that at running back, you are at risk of an injury. And, you know, hey, this is about getting the college scholarship. And I'm not sure high school sports is the way it was back in my day, where you grew up, went to the local town schools. So many of these kids are transferring anyway to multiple high schools that it's already pretty much a professional thing. They're looking far down the road. That is it for quarter number one in news. Stick around. We're going to talk about some instant impact freshmen on offense in quarter two.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.